welcome to episode 71 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Lindsay and Sandy. With social media taking over our lives, some travelers now choose their destination for bragging as much as they do for adventure and experience. Now that all of our friends from grade school through to the PTA can see where we are going in real time, we want those photos to be amazing and conversation starting. Perhaps bragging is a strong word, but we know that the world is watching when we travel now, so we want to give them something to see. So what are those brag-worthy destinations that we're seeing more and more requests for? So, what's the big one for you guys?
Oh, well, I mean, we have a lot of exotic options on here, but I think for me, the ones I see the most are the people who want to really kind of have the lap of luxury on their trip. And so when they go to the Caribbean or something like that, they're going to opt for the butler suite and have the butler make them a bubble bath and, you know, that kind of thing. And really kind of show you how awesome it is to be in this room that's not like street view.
Where you are not.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't want to go to the Caribbean and not have an ocean view, but when you got the butler too, I mean, it's pretty awesome.
And I've actually heard it phrased at least three times this year in quotes. I want to go somewhere my friends are going to be completely jealous that I'm there.
Yeah, it sort of felt weird writing the script for tonight because it does sort of feel wrong to say, you know, I'm really doing this to brag. But we do see it. I mean, and I think that's where bucket list items come from too. We see our friends go someplace that looks really amazing.
Well, and I think social media just completely lends itself to that because you're only posting things that look awesome. I mean, people don't post, I mean, some people might post their pile of dirty laundry, but it's usually like, oh, I just got back from vacation.
Yeah, look at all my laundry that I'm doing.
So, yeah. Go ahead, Lindsay. Sorry.
All right. I had a client the other day that I was talking with that said she wanted to go. Everyone is going to the Bahamas. Everyone's going to Jamaica. Everyone's doing this. I want to do something that not everybody else is doing. I want to do something that none of my friends have ever done. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's more and more common. And I think it is, like you said, it's due to social media. It's not that they're doing it per se just to brag, but I think that could be heavily influencing some of their choices versus, I mean, they'd have just, you know.
So basically the hipster traveler.
Where is a few years ago, you know, this hot destination and that now everyone's going there and now it's so.
Yeah.
So yeah. Last year.
Mm-hmm. It's harder to find the off the beaten path travel now because you see it more. I mean, the whole world feels more accessible with social media, you know, with Instagram and stuff. So,
yeah. And I think there are ways to do it where you can go someplace that everyone else is going, but then do things differently than other people do it. Mm-hmm. So, a good example, we're going to talk about adventure travel on a different podcast coming up, in the next few weeks, but sometimes taking the road less traveled, in a place that other people have traveled to can be the great thing. So biking through France, right? You can actually take tours where you bike the whole time. And so your friends may have gone to the Loire Valley and in a little comfortable motor coach, but you actually get to bike it. I say get to, that would not appeal to me, but that would be, or go to Turkey, like go fly in a hot air balloon over Cappadocia or something like that is the way to turn your normal vacation into something a little bit special.
My cousin does this all the time. Her and her husband, they're very adventurous. They like to be very immersed wherever they go. And she's very fluent in Spanish and he's fluent in German. So they are not scared to travel anywhere. So one of the things that they do a lot is these things where they'll stay with a family, like in Peru, you know, so they'll do Machu Picchu, but they're not going to stay in a hotel. They're going to stay with a family and, you know, like do that kind of thing. When they went to the Grand Canyon, it had to be the Northern Rim. Then nobody goes there because it's so hard to get to, you know, that kind of thing. And they brag about it. I don't think they listen to this podcast. But maybe they do. But I think their trips always sound really awesome in the Christmas letter. But yeah, it's totally like that, though. Yeah. Something different.
Well, and let's talk about Machu Picchu. I think South America is one of these destinations that tends to be very brag-worthy because a lot of Americans don't think to go to South America. They don't know much about South America. And so there's the one of the hottest destinations I've had a lot of requests for is the Galapagos Islands. And I think, you know, growing up, I always felt like the Galapagos were completely inaccessible, but they really aren't. And I don't know if that, I honestly don't know if that's changed since I was a kid or if it's just because, you know, now I'm a travel professional and I know how to get there,
yeah.
But it isn't, you know, it's not the easiest, you know, it's still a trip
for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, you fly from Ecuador, you can fly out to the island and you can actually stay on the islands and move around that way. But yeah, it is, it's an experience for sure. And that is a big bucket list item. And of course, very brag worthy because not everyone gets a chance to go. Yes.
And then you can hop over to Peru and go to Lake Titicaca.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Amazon as well, you know, very close by. And you can hike to Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
So yeah. And incidentally, if you want to go to Machu Picchu and brag about it, but you're not a hiker or a camper, there's trains, there's other ways to get up there that are a little bit less strenuous. So, you can still brag to your friends and pretend like you hiked up there and just don't tell them. Don't take any pictures from the train. Find somebody else's campsite and go take a picture in it.
You know, while we're talking about South or Central America, Costa Rica is another one that people are starting to ask a lot more about. And it's funny because I have this friend who was in my wedding. We don't keep in touch anymore, but I see him on Facebook every once in a while. But he's lived in Costa Rica for like the last 15 years. And I keep seeing him show up on the Travel Channel. And there's like this one segment about crazy water slides around the world. And he keeps showing up on this thing. It's like the coolest thing.
So he spends all his time going down this crazy water slide.
Yeah, I know. And you have to hike through the jungle and you have to have an inner tube. And apparently it's very cold. And yeah, it's so funny. I'm like, there he is. There's Tyra. Yeah, every time.
Yeah, Costa Rica is another place that is, there's a wide variety of things to do, a wide variety of adventure levels, and it's actually not as expensive to get there as you might think it is. Of course, your mileage may vary depending on where you are in the country, but it is actually, it's sort of like Mexico in that regard. It's actually, it's not the world's longest flight by any stretch, and it's actually not terribly expensive. So, and the resorts there as well. I mean, you can find some very reasonable prices for some very nice resorts, including all-inclusive resorts. So,
yeah.
So let's take the cost down a little bit further, which you wouldn't expect. We can actually travel further. One big request I've been getting is Vietnam and Cambodia. And it is very far away, very exotic, but it is extremely inexpensive to go. And of course, it's a fascinating place, great culture, great food.
Oh yeah, something totally different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can do we have some great tour companies that go there, and if you can even do it on a river cruise. So you know, any level from camping up to river cruising. You can do it and experience a really wonderful part of the world. And it is really not nearly as expensive as many other destinations are. I remember 2 years ago, Vietnam was voted the number one place to go, to be economical yet, you know, really take a great vacation.
And gorgeous. I mean, the people I've known that have been there, their pictures are just crazy awesome. Really cool. I remember talking to this one guy who had just come back from a kind of pilgrimage to Southeast Asia. And I want to say he was in Cambodia. And he had these pictures of him with these people. And they had made this drink. And the making of it consisted of grinding these leaves and all this stuff. And it took like 15 minutes to make this drink that really got you buzzing. So I was like, oh wow, I mean, once you drink it, you got to start making another one. Is that how it works? You know, but I mean, totally exotic, totally crazy different. Yeah,
that reminds me, there's a new show on the Travel Channel about like this guy who travels the world just drinking a whole bunch of liquor. I remember that now. You mean to watch it, and I forgot. I'll have to check that out. There are destinations you can go pretty far and not spend as much money. So if you've decided not to go the route of the suite, which is a great way to go, the butler suite or the, you know, and again, if you love cruising, but you've done it, you know, you've done a lot of cruising, that's a great way to sort of make it more brag worthy.
Go cruise around the world.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Cutting back over to Europe, another big brag worthy trip that I'm getting more requests for is Iceland. Either of you guys been to Iceland?
No, I've not.
It's on my list.
Yeah. I wish Amy was here because I know her daughter's been, we've talked about that before, but, it has a little bit of everything and it's not one of those places that lots of people go.
So I have a funny thing that I just read about Iceland recently. So apparently Justin Bieber made a video in Iceland and then somebody wrote an article about all the things that he did that you should not do in Iceland. And there's pictures of him like swimming by these glaciers and they're like, never do that. For one thing, it's freezing cold. But for another thing, like glaciers flip over and they can suck you under and you can die. Apparently there's like these thermal baths that you can go to that are really nice and warm and steamy, that you could do that instead.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And then there's like video of him rolling down the hill and tearing up the moss and they're like, don't touch the moss. Don't get on the moss. And then he's like on this cliff and they're like, all right, so Iceland is really known for earthquakes and wind and, you know, so don't like go hang out on a rock on top of a cliff. And
so what you're saying is Justin Bieber did a whole bunch of things that should have killed him and yet he lives on.
Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of like.
But he's made a lot of people angry.
It's kind of like his trip to the Anne Frank Museum where he wrote in the book, she would have been a believer. You know? It's like, ah, oh, he's so cringy. Mm-hmm. He's not braggy. He's cringy. You know? I mean, sorry if he listens.
I am. Sorry about that. So part of the reason I bring that up is that is sort of the, if you are a little bit more well-traveled or you go to Europe a lot, that there are corners of Europe that you may not have visited yet. Mm-hmm. Eastern Europe also, you know, places like Prague, people don't go there as often. And so that can sort of be your brag-worthy Europe trip.
What a gorgeous city. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. Yeah. And good food. Again, with the good food. And like in Croatia, that's, you know, that people talk about going to the Mediterranean and wanting to island hop. You can do that in Croatia. You know, you can leave from Split and do some, see some amazing things that, and many people just don't do. Well, many Americans just don't do that. You know, these are not secrets. Yeah. It's just they're secrets to most Americans. So.
Well, I think because coming from America, it takes so much money and time to get to Europe that, you know, you want to hit highlights if you haven't been there before. So there's definitely, I mean, people who are live there or who get to go a lot have that luxury of, you know, being able to kind of find the off the beaten path kind of things. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Lindsay? Where's someplace you've been wanting to go? This is kind of like a bucket list, right?
Yeah, kind of. Except it has to be like so amazing that your friends would all be jealous.
Yeah. Oh, my friends wouldn't care, but I this whole list is a bucket list for me. I really, really want to do a true, genuine African safari.
Oh,
that is my absolute must do before I go wherever.
do you want to be in like Southern Africa?
Yeah. South African safari. Yeah. I mean, I've been, we fortunately were in the only place I've ever been that was brag worthy is now on the do not travel list. So
that's brag worthy.
So. Yeah, really.
Egypt. So, I really do want to go South Africa. I want to go do a safari. I do not, however, want to go diving with crocs. And Sandy must have put that on this list.
No, I did. I did, because crazy people do things like that. And not only diving with crocs, but diving with hippopotami.
Oh, no, that's cool.
No, it is not.
But they're dangerous than crocodiles.
They are. They are really dangerous.
Oh.
They will mess you up. They will mess. No. Crocodiles in general will not mess with you unless they need to. They're hungry or you are like being a pain. Yeah. But in general, they will not. Hippos will. Like,
attack you.
Yeah.
How do you guys know this?
Chase you down. Have you not? Do you not get the Animal Planet?
Well,
do you not watch Animal Planet?
I just remember this really cute book about a hippo and a tortoise that were like best friends. Oh. But it was not a cartoon.
Yeah, and there's a song about wanting a hippopotamus for Christmas. But
I bet that you would see a badger and go up and say, hey, badger, let me scratch you behind the ears.
We could do a whole podcast on animals that could potentially kill Sandy.
Yes.
Because they're cute.
Sandy, you're never allowed to go to Australia because you will die.
Like, I just want to hug it. It's a bear. I'm going to hug it.
koala bears are another one. They will mess you up. They will mess you
up. They're awful.
They are awful. You got to get them when they're heavily sedated.
Y'all are making this up. Yeah.
No. No, we aren't, Sandy. Go. Go pet that badger. You see. But it's true. As, you know, if a safari isn't enough for you, then there are these like adventure options where you can get up close and personal with some serious wild animals. And actually, the last season of Amazing Race showed a lion preserve where you could actually walk out with the lions as they're trying to reacclimate them to the wild.
Okay, now I know that's nuts.
Nope. Yeah, it's a big nope. I was watching it the whole time going, nope, 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 nope.
It wasn't even that long ago where that girl rolled down the window in the car on the safari when they told her not to take a picture and the lion got her.
No, like, there was one where a lion, like, opened the door. Like, his mouth on the handle, open the door.
Go on the safari, but windows up, doors closed.
Yes, exactly. Follow all the rules.
So no open-air Jeep on safari?
Yes, because dying by a wild animal is not exactly as bragging.
Well, there was one, too, where, like, somebody was at some kind of preserve where they were, like, putting kids close to animals, and a kid got mauled. I want to say it was somewhere in Asia.
I do think you do need to be smart about these trips and understand, you know,
respect
nature.
Yeah,
but that's actually, I mean, that's part of what makes them bragworthy. You don't want to ruin it for the next person either. So, no need to necessarily go hunting in Africa either, boys and girls. My little political stance there. Agree with me or not. Yes. So,
camera.
Take your pictures. lots of, and I think Australia, as we can move into Australia as well, that again, super bragworthy, and New Zealand too. If you want to, share with all of your friends how nerdy you are, you can visit all the movie sets, in New Zealand. And you know,
I have a friend who did that before the movies came out. Emma, shout out Emma. I hope you know. But yeah, they had to like sign these non-disclosures that they couldn't post any pictures or anything until the movies came out.
I actually thought I'd found another one. I got an email today. You guys might have gotten it as well, about the location for the end of the most recent Star Wars movie, Episode 7, The Force Awakens. You know, the very last one. No spoilers here, but they're on this island, this beautiful green island with the rocks. It's in Ireland.
Ooh.
And so I get this email. It's like, do you want to visit this place? I was like, yes, I do. And I clicked it. It's like, you can't. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So I can tell you where it is, but you can get close to it, but you can't actually go there. Yeah. So yeah, you can get really, really close to it. I know. I was all disappointed. I was like, I can sell this. No, I can't.
So I have a lot of runner friends who like some of their bragworthy stuff is the like doing a race on every continent kind of thing. There's a race. There's a marathon on Antarctica. If you guys were wondering.
No.
There is.
Nope. That's just like walking with the lions. Nope.
Nope. I would do that. I would do.
Apparently you have to like fly in, do it that day and fly back out, and you can put it like piggyback it to your South America one if you do Chile. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, those options are out there.
I'll be over at Lake Titicaca waiting for you.
What's that?
Is there a time limit on that? I didn't think it would be like 2 steps, click, 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 click.
Well, yeah, there probably is because you don't want to get left in Antarctica.
Yeah, you don't want to be there when the sun goes down. Yeah, so, right. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, lots and lots of options. And I think it's always just important to think outside the box, and you can take your interests and turn a seemingly normal trip into something bragworthy by doing something different, just looking for that different thing to do. And I don't know, maybe it will be bragworthy to go out really close to the place where the movie ended. Force Awakens. I don't know.
Do you see this picture of this island?
You see that island? That's it. That's
my selfie with the island.
But yeah, just adding a little bit of adventure or trying something different that other people don't do. And
you know, another way that you can do that is food. I see a lot of different kinds of pictures of things that you might not think you would eat, but
absolutely.
Like, aren't there like scorpions on a stick in Southeast Asia and stuff? Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've ever eaten on one of those trips?
The craziest thing? I haven't really done that. My sister is into the crazy stuff. Well, she's not into it, but she's been exposed to it. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I've eaten pigeon and just didn't know at the time.
Would they tell you it was quail or something?
Well, we didn't. we were in Turkey and Egypt, and I ate a lot of street food. Maybe.
I ate grasshopper salad in Mexico.
You took pictures of it, too. And yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, I only needed to eat one of those grasshoppers. I didn't need to keep eating them.
No.
But, you know, that's not really that crazy, because there's a bug fest in downtown Raleigh mm-hmm. every year where they give people, like, chocolate-covered ants and...
Yeah, I think
stuff like that.
I think Andy mentioned on one trip he had iguana. Maybe I made that up, but I think he did. Like in Belize or somewhere like that, he had iguana. Tasted like chicken. I think he said that.
Just give me chicken.
Yeah, just give me chicken. Yeah, no, it's not that I'm not willing to try exotic things. I just really haven't, you know, I guess escargot, which I talk about almost all the time. I just realized we haven't talked about alcohol. Oh, no, we did on this one. Okay, good.
Did
we? Oh, yeah. I wanted to make sure we got there. Yes, the make your own alcohol. So there's always got to be booze.
That's an excellent point, though, about the food, because if you want to take whatever trip you're going on, it doesn't matter where you're going, to the next level, don't eat at the tourist places.
Yeah.
Go off the beaten path. Find where the locals eat. Follow the work truck and see where the guys are going to eat on their lunch break. Go, you know, that street vendor. And then if you get food poisoning, it's not my
fault. An adventure. Well, yeah, like skip Send Your Frogs. You can go to Send Your Frogs in Myrtle Beach, you know?
Yeah. Like trying to eat local whenever possible. Mm-hmm. And, it is really key. And obviously you have to be smart about it. But then again, you know, I actually was just talking to my sister the other day, and I think she's on her like sixth case of food poisoning and you know, and half of those she got in the United States. So yeah, it's not necessarily about world travel. It can be anywhere. Sometimes it's just a tomato. You can eat a tomato anywhere. And sometimes that tomato is evil.
Yep.
It could so happen. So yeah, might as well take a chance. And that's what Instagram was made for, right? Was taking pictures of your food. So yeah, if you're going to brag about it on social media, that is the way to do it. So you could even go to the International Food and Wine Festival at Epcot, and you could definitely do some bragging there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode. To leave comments, please visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or you can search for Fly Away. Or finally, you could email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Lindsay, our amazing engineer and editor Heidi, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.
Hi, this is Sandy.
And Lindsay. And we are excited about our next group adventure.
We would love for you guys to join us at Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival over the weekend of May 5th through 9th, 2016, and benefit from our special group rates.
The World Showcase will come alive with whimsical topiaries, special demonstrations, delicious offerings from seasonal booths, and the sounds of the Garden Rocks concert series.
Yeah, and that weekend it's going to be the Gem Blossom, so it's going to be awesome. We have special group rates available at three of our favorite Walt Disney World resorts, Disney's Pop Century Resort, Disney's Port Orleans Riverside Resort, and Disney's Contemporary Resort.
Space is limited, so be sure to contact your favorite Outlander travel agent today to book.
Don't miss out on this opportunity to travel with your travel agent.